1 Kings chapter 14. Sermon 3 by Paul C. Jong. The faith that lost the gold shields and took up bronze shields. 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. And Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they committed, more than all that their fathers had done. For they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, and wooden images on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also perverted persons in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. It happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place, and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard, who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards carried them, then brought them back into the guard room. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. So Rehoboam rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Then Abijam his son reigned in his place. 1 Kings chapter 14 does not speak only of the judgment of Jeroboam in northern Israel. The latter part of this chapter shows together the sin and the shame of Rehoboam in Judah. Jeroboam changed the law of sacrifice God had ordained and set up golden calves, leading Israel into sin. But Judah was not safe either. Rehoboam reigned in Jerusalem, the city God had chosen to put his name there. Yet Judah set up high places, idols, and wooden images of Asherah, and imitated the abominations of the pagans. This is the fearful flow of 1 Kings chapter 14. In the north there were the golden calves and a corrupted law of sacrifice. In the south there was the name of the temple of Jerusalem, but idols and high places stood together with it. The forms differed, but both had departed from the way God had ordained. The faith of today must also examine itself before this word. Outwardly, one can call on the name of Jesus, bear the name of a church, and keep the forms of worship. But if one loses the gospel of the water and the Spirit, it becomes a faith that has lost its glory. The truth must be at the center. Jesus took all our sins upon himself by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and completed the salvation by rising again from death. If one loses this truth, one's faith becomes a faith whose gold shields have been taken away and replaced with bronze shields. The name of Jerusalem alone cannot serve God. Rehoboam reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. The scripture calls Jerusalem the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 21. This was the great privilege Judah possessed. Northern Israel offered wrong sacrifices before the golden calves of Bethel and Dan, but Judah had the city where God had put his name. But the scripture immediately says that Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, Their evil exceeded all that their fathers had done, provoking the wrath of God. They set up high places, idols, and wooden images of Asherah on the high hills and under every green tree. They imitated the abominations of the pagan nations that God had driven out before the children of Israel. This shows that the name of Jerusalem could not automatically protect anyone. Even living where the temple stands, if the heart is not directed toward God, one can fall into idolatry. Even with the law of sacrifice God ordained close at hand, if a person follows his own desires, he ends up building high places. It is the same today. The name of Christianity, the name of a church, an old tradition, offices and forms of ministry do not make anyone stand rightly before God. What matters is whether one believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If one does not believe the truth that sin was passed on to Jesus through the baptism he received, then however much he speaks of the blood of the cross, the sins of his heart do not disappear. True faith must be built not on names and places, but on the word of salvation God has ordained. Solomon's corruption remained as the shame of the next generation. Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. Solomon was a king who received wisdom and riches from God. He was the king who built the temple, a king who enjoyed great glory in the history of Israel. But in his later years, he loved foreign women and received their idols. He failed to use to the end. In serving the righteousness of God, the wisdom and wealth he had received from God, the fruit of that corruption appeared in the days of Rehoboam. Rehoboam's mother was Naamah, an Ammonitess. It is no accident that the scripture records this fact repeatedly. It shows that the foreign influence Solomon had received and the stream of idolatry were still casting their shadow over the next generation. Sin may not end in one generation, especially when one uses the position and the blessing God has given for his own desires. The results can remain upon his children, his community, and the age that follows. Solomon's corruption led to the division of the nation. Jeroboam's sin led all northern Israel into sin, and Judah in the days of Rehoboam was also defiled with idols and high places. Believers must look at this stream with fear. The grace and blessing received from God were not given us to build our own palaces. They were given us to serve the gospel of the water and the Spirit, to preach the righteousness of God, and to bring souls to life. If one uses material things, position, and opportunities of ministry for his own glory, it can, in the end, flow into the same path as Solomon's corruption. The plundering of the temple treasures is the sign of a faith that lost its glory. In the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem. He took all the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house and carried off all the gold shields Solomon had made. This was Judah's shame. Jerusalem, the city where God had put his name, was invaded by the king of Egypt, and the treasures of the temple and the palace passed into his hands. If God had been with them, the treasures of Jerusalem would not have been taken like this. But Judah had set up high places, idols, and wooden images of Asherah. They had imitated the abominations of the pagans God had driven out. So Shishak's invasion was not merely a military defeat. It was the event in which a faith that had left God lost its glory. The temple treasures do not mean only outward gold and silver. Seen spiritually, they make us think of the glory of the truth and grace God has given. If the church today loses the gospel of the water and the spirit, that is the same as having the temple treasures plundered. Even if buildings, organization, and activities remain outwardly, if the truth that actually washes people's sins is lost, the spiritual treasure is gone. If one loses the baptism Jesus received, he cannot know why the blood of the cross became the judgment of sin. If one loses the gospel of the water and the spirit, a person is left soothing himself with religious comfort, while sin remains in his heart. This is the same as a faith that has lost the temple treasures and holds only to the name of the temple. The faith that substitutes bronze shields for gold shields. When Shishak carried off all of Solomon's gold shields, Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place. Whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards carried those bronze shields and then brought them back again. Outwardly, the royal procession was still there. There were shields. There was the form of entering the house of the Lord. But those shields were not gold shields. They were bronze. This scene gives a truly deep spiritual lesson. When a person loses the glory God has given, he must first turn back before God. Judah should have thrown away the high places and the idols and returned to the way God had ordained. But Rehoboam did not recover the gold shields. He substituted bronze shields. He did not restore the real thing. He replaced it with a similar shape. Wrong faith today is the same. Though it has lost the gospel of the water and the spirit, people try to substitute religious forms for it. They try to substitute zeal in worship, denominational tradition, offices, theological knowledge, prayers of repentance, and emotional experiences for the assurance of salvation. But these are not the gold shields. They cannot take the place of the gospel of the water and the spirit. The true gold shield God has given is the gospel of the water and the spirit, accomplished by Jesus Christ. The Lord took all our sins upon himself by receiving baptism from John. He received the judgment of those sins on the cross. He justified us by rising again from death. Whoever believes this truth has the sins of his heart disappear and can stand boldly before God. But if one leaves out this truth and speaks only of the cross, that is a faith that substitutes bronze shields for gold. It looks like a shield on the outside, but it is not the original glory God gave. Believers must not be content with the form of bronze shields, but must recover the true glory of the gospel of the water and the spirit. A faith always at war is a faith that has lost its peace. 1 Kings chapter 14 says, there was always war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Judah and northern Israel were originally one people. But through Solomon's corruption, Jeroboam's sin, Rehoboam's folly, and Judah's idolatry, they were divided and fought each other. This war is not merely a political conflict. It is the fruit left by the sin of departing from the way God has ordained. When people leave God, peace disappears between them. And when one loses the gospel of the water and the spirit, peace disappears within the soul as well. While sin remains in the heart, a person cannot stand boldly before God, and he keeps wavering between sinner and righteous. The faith that does not know the baptism Jesus received fights daily with its own sins, yet never arrives at the assurance of the remission of sin. If one holds only to the cross and repeats prayers of repentance, The heart is always shaken by newly committed sins. So there is always war within the soul. This is the suffering of a faith that does not know the gospel of the water and the Spirit. But whoever believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit has the assurance that he has no sin before God, not because his own deeds are perfect, but because Jesus took on all sins by his baptism, finished their judgment on the cross, and rose again from death. Whoever believes this truth obtains reconciliation with God and enjoys true peace in his heart. We must not lose the glory of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. 1 Kings chapter 14 shows us two pictures together. Jeroboam of northern Israel changed the law of sacrifice God had ordained and set up golden calves. In the days of Rehoboam of Judah, the name of the temple of Jerusalem remained, but high places and idols were set up, and the temple treasures and the gold shields were taken by the king of Egypt. The north corrupted the law of sacrifice openly. The south, holding the holy name, let its heart flow to idols. These two pictures are a direct warning to the faith of today. Some faiths openly change the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God has ordained. Others seem to speak of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, but in fact lose its glory to human forms. Traditions and desires, neither is the way God delights in. Believers must not become a faith that loses the gold shields and takes up bronze shields. We must not lose the gospel of the water and the Spirit and substitute religious forms for it. We must hold on to the truth of the salvation completed through the baptism Jesus received, the cross, and his resurrection from death. Only this truth is the true glory God has given. We must believe the word of salvation God has ordained exactly as it is. Jesus Christ took all our sins upon himself by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and saved us completely by rising again from death. The faith that stands on this gospel of the water and the Spirit is the true treasure of the temple, the gold shield we must keep. Therefore, we must depart from the golden calves of Jeroboam. We must also depart from the bronze shield faith of Rehoboam, holding fast the glory of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God has given. We must live lives that bring ourselves and other souls to life by this truth. This is the warning 1 Kings chapter 14 gives us today, and at the same time, it is the gracious call of God to return to him.